Mr. President, let me first congratulate you on assuming the presidency of this conference and thank you for the substantial preparatory work ahead of review conference. Please be assured of my delegation's support and cooperation in fulfilling your mandate. Aligning ourselves fully with the statement that will be delivered by the European Union later during the general debate, I would like to highlight some issues of particular importance in my national capacity. Mr. President, in 2015, we marked the 40th anniversary of Convention, and today we can witness the progress both in membership of the Convention and well as participation in confidence-building measures. This progress demonstrates the relevance of the Convention's contributions to international peace and security and being a cornerstone in our common efforts to preventing biological agents and toxins forever being developed and used as weapons. We welcome the recent accession of Angola, Cote d'Ivoire, Liberia and Nepal to the Convention and fully support further efforts towards the full universalization of BWC. The 8th Review Conference provides us with opportunity to further strengthen the effectiveness of the Convention and improve its implementation in order to better address the challenges and the changing nature of biological weapon threats. In this respect, Estonia is dedicated to achieving progress, especially in the following priority areas. We expect the 8th Review Conference to further enhance the intersectional progress, as well as to support the 19th Review Conference to be held no later than 2021. We believe that the next substantial intersectional work program should be more action-oriented and responsive to challenges we have to address collectively. We therefore support establishing stronger structures that will enable a better functioning of the Convention, including the possibility of taking decisions upon collective actions during the intersectional progress. Mr. President, we support the prolongation of the mandate of the Implementation Support Unit for the further 5 years. We have all benefited from the useful work of the ISU and would like to take this opportunity to thank the Implementation Support Unit for the hard work they have been performed in support of the Convention. We also support the strengthening of the role of ISU and the rational extension of its activities in order to support the implementation of a revised and hopefully strengthened intersectional work program. Mr. President, robust national implementation measures, including relevant judicial and criminal provisions, biosafety and biosecurity measures, effective export control and enforcement are pivotal for the increase and confidence in compliance and for the success of the Convention as a whole. Further strengthening of national implementation is contributing to compliance with the obligations under UN Security Council Resolution 1540, which is relevant to the elimination of the risk of biological and toxin weapons being acquired or used for terrorist purposes. We believe that the biological threats vis-à-vis non-state actors and terrorism should be addressed within the existing international framework by strengthening the existing tools, including the PTWC itself, and by strong national implementation. The confidence-building measures continue to be the only vigorous tool that gives degree of confidence and transparency in compliance with the Convention among states' parties. We also support other options to contribute to an increase in confidence in compliance, including in enhancing the effectiveness of the consultative provisions of Article 5 of the Convention and transparency about cooperation and assistance related to Article 10. As part of our commitment to CBM process, Estonia has submitted the CBM forms regularly since becoming a member of the Convention in 1993. Our CBM submissions are published in the ISU website, and we encourage other states to do likewise. In this regard, we would like to see the process to be further modernized in order to better serve the purpose of the transparency. CBMs should be public by default and not by application of the member states, as it is the case today. We also call upon state parties who have not yet submitted their confidence-building measures to do so on a regular basis. Finally, Estonia supports the UN Secretary General's mechanism for an investigation of alleged use of chemical and biological weapons through further development of its operational capabilities as a means of strengthening Article 6 and 8. In conclusion, allow me, Mr. President, to reiterate our will and preparedness to work persistently towards a substantial and successful outcome of the conference. I thank you very much.